Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus, being brought to you by LGCs. Here's our university's forage specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Many of us have had more moisture to support pasture growth this year than for several years. Don't take too much advantage of the extra growth, however. Extra rain this year compared to the past few years is making pastures greener and more productive. After years of drought and low production, this extra growth is more than welcome. But as we approach the end of the growing season, don't get too greedy and try to completely graze off every green blade. Do you have pastures dominated by cool season grasses, like bromegrass, bluegrass, or wheatgrasses, or maybe even needlegrasses? Late summer rain and cooler temperatures could give these grasses some good growth in September. It's tempting to keep cattle on these nice green pastures as long as possible to use all this growth. But if these same pastures suffered much drought stress the past couple of years, their recovery will be hindered if you fail to allow them ample opportunity to rejuvenate their root systems prior to winter. Grazing pastures short just before winter begins limits the plant's ability to develop their roots and tiller buds needed to fulfill their growth potential next spring. Those extra mouthfuls of grass harvested now could cost you many more mouthfuls next spring. To help pastures recover from past stress and set the stage for abundant growth next spring, be sure to keep several inches of green leaves on your grasses all the rest of this growing season. These green leaves will convert fall sunlight into tiller buds, root growth, and root nutrient reserves. Next spring, these plants will be ready to grow rapidly and yield much more than if grazed short this fall. Don't be greedy. Protecting some of your grass from grazing this fall could pay big dividends next spring.
And we'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.